This is Dakota Datebook for March 13th. In the early years of the 20th century, the Middle East was in turmoil. After World War I, European powers carved up the Ottoman Empire, creating new territories under colonial control. The upheaval led to the rise of nationalist groups and conflict, not only with foreign powers, but also with rival resistance factions and bandit gangs. Fearing for their safety, many families left their homes. Like so many immigrants before them, they sought new lives in the United States. The promise of land drew many to the Great Plains, and a significant number of Syrians settled in North Dakota. They arrived at a disadvantage, often without knowledge of English, and with names that were difficult to translate or spell in English. They looked different from their neighbors. Women wore long sleeves and covered their heads. They refused to eat pork. They observed different holidays, but they were hardworking, and over time, they became accepted in their communities. North Dakotans, in turn, took an interest in Syria and sponsored activities to support those in need there. When Mrs. Alma Kerr of Bismarck traveled to Syria to open the Hilltop Orphanage, friends and neighbors sent donations to support her work. When she returned, she gave talks about her experiences and expressed appreciation for the help she had received. The Westminster Church Guild sent a box of donations to the Trifley Girls' School in Syria. The Union Church of Bismarck announced that its Thanksgiving Day offering would go to an organization providing relief in several parts of the Middle East, including Syria. On this date in 1925, a Syrian immigrant living in Bismarck received a letter from his brother in Syria. Months earlier, the people of Bismarck had raised $500 for the relief of destitute Syrians. The letter expressed deep gratitude. The money had been distributed among 91 families. The writer explained that times were extremely hard and many people were on the verge of starvation, but now they have received their shares and they will get along for a while. He asked his brother to have the letter published in the newspaper so the people of Bismarck would know just how much their generosity was appreciated. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.